Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Let you go, come Monday. It'll be
Monday has arrived, in fact. We have to wait for Monday to come. Come on, let's go. And capture your imagination with stories and events and things that are going on in the world. Jay Kirshner is here along with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program on the air now for 36 years plus. Entertaining, enthralling, educating. I don't know. What else have we been doing? Telling stories about what's going on in the real world. What'd you do this weekend, Jay, that was exciting? Come on. Let's have something exciting. Let's have
No, it was a pretty low-key weekend. My husband's birthday was Friday. We went out to dinner, and then the rest of the weekend was just kind of hanging around and cleaning and all of that stuff. But I like low-key weekends. Like, it was a nice weekend. How about you? What did you get into?
I went to the hospital for a night.
Rest?
I had Friday afternoon, was in Boston for a court case, and after the court case was over, I walked back to the parking garage, and walking down the stairs into the bowels of this building, opening the door to get to where my car was parked, as a fellow who was in a big hurry, and he came through the door at the same time. I had boxes of papers that were involved in the litigation, and I had a bag full of brownies that I had just bought at the gluten-free brownie store on Tremont Street. So I had my hands full. This guy was in a hurry, and I just got out of the way. And in getting out of the way, I lost my footing and went through the door, and there's a curb right by the door, about 8-inch curb. And so before I even knew what was going on, I was on the ground, and it was like somebody had stuck a knife into my chest. I was in agony immediately. And so I couldn't really get up. I couldn't really breathe for a minute or two. I caught my breath, but I couldn't really, I just didn't have it. So the gentleman who was the parking guy ran over and said, "Do you want me, are you okay?" He tried to get me up. I didn't want to move for a minute or two. And then I said, "No, I think I'll be okay." And then I moved, and I felt this pain in my chest. And he said, "Well, you sure you don't want me to call the ambulance?" And I thought to myself, okay, how do I handle this? And, it's the quick stuff. You have to think quickly about these things. And I said, no, I think I'll take care of it myself. So I was so disoriented that I tried to go out the inn and pay at I was completely out of my gourd, if you will. And it wasn't that I was scared. I just I kind of had lost my sense, my perspective for a few minutes. Anyway, so I finally figured out how to get out, and I decided I was not going to do what I'd done when I ripped my two rotator cuffs off and messed up my ankle. I just kind of let it go and took care of it myself. Well, in this case, I went to the hospital, drove to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, it was about 6-ish, a little after 6. And you do the triage and check your vitals and make sure you're not going to drop over on the floor. And then I waited for an hour or two and went in, sort of got admitted. They checked everything out, did CAT scans, x-rays, yada, yada. So at 4:30 on Saturday morning, they said, okay, you haven't broken anything. You have a little crack and a little fracture, and you have pressure in places. The muscles and stuff have all been ripped around. And so that was my Friday night.
Goodness.
I can't laugh, really, and I can't cough. Oh, man.
Oh.
I didn't take a little. They wanted to give me some drugs, and I said, no, I don't need drugs. They just tell me what I can do with, like, an aspirin or Motrin or Aleve or Advil or something like that. So I've taken that stuff. But the thing, I guess the lesson here is twofold. One of them is you always got to be careful, unfortunately, about where you're walking, because a lot of these garages are not designed for you to use them properly. They're designed to park as many cars in them as they can get in them. And I thought to myself, you know, is this a case for Morgan & Morgan for thepeople.com? You hear those ads everywhere. And I don't think it stands up to that. But, you know, it's what you really do after the fact that's important, and how you use whatever judgment you have. So I think I did the proper thing by getting myself. My son and my daughter were not happy that I went on my own. But I didn't. I was not the worst for wear. I've had it happen when I had a collapsed lung when I was before they were born. I did the same thing. I drove myself to the hospital and then wandered in and dropped on the floor. Those experiences, yeah, we've all had some experience like that in some way, shape, or form.
Well, and it's just, and I think that also goes to say about our medical system too versus others, where a lot of other people that don't have to pay additional for an ambulance don't think twice about calling for an ambulance.
Right.
They just do it. Where with us, it's
that.
Like, wait a second, there's going to be a lot of money involved. I'm going to, if I call an ambulance, do I really, really need an ambulance? But what I want to know is the guy who busted through the door in the hurry, what did he do? Did he keep going on his way? Did he stop trying to help too? Or
no, I never saw him again.
Really?
Well, didn't see him. Yeah, I don't know that he knew.
Goodness.
I think he was in such a hurry. I don't think he was paying attention to anything but what he, you know, there are a lot of people, you watch them drive, for example. They have to be number one. They got to get there first. They're in a hurry. Let's go. I experience that all the time here at the farm going up and down. I live on a narrow country road, and people are always honking. The speed limit is 20 miles an hour. People are always, you know, trying to pass me, blow the horn, give me the finger, or whatever. But, you know, because you realize that people today are less thoughtful in the main. And a lot of people are very thoughtful and very helpful. That guy wasn't one of them. So, but the guy who's the attendant at the valet at the parking garage, he was. There wasn't much he could do. He helped me up. That was about it. And he didn't speak English very well, so I don't think he knew really kind of what was going on or what really to do. It was okay. That was all right. It was just an experience that you spend the weekend. The people that I was in court with all wanted to know what I. I sent a note to the lawyer. Who should I sue about this? Anyway, so I was being somewhat
the hit and run guy.
Move, yeah, right.
Hit and run without a car.
Who he is. There have to be cameras everywhere in those garages, though, don't you think? Going down, coming out, all around.
Stairwells, yep.
Yeah, I would have thought. Yep, right. Okay, let's, as long as we're talking about your health and well-being, or my health and well-being, or all of our health and well-being, time for you to click on toploss.com to download their awesome guide to nationally, they're the big deal, they're the big kahuna, they're the big guns, they're the ones that are more successful at helping people lose weight the natural way than anybody else. So check it out. At toploss.com, you'll find out how Calitrin works to support weight loss. If you're new, got a couple of new stations today. So the folks who are listening will check out. There's a free download of all kinds of information to help you get healthy. So look at it, check it out, understand how this process works. Crazy, crazy stuff that people do to lose weight. And if you can keep it off, that's swell. But that's the problem with most people. They can't, when they take the time and the effort to lose the weight, then they don't keep it off. They go back to their evil ways. And so if you've lost 20 pounds, have you lost it for good? Or is it coming back again, slowly like creeping back in? So go again to toploss.com. Right now, this is the last week of their sort of friends and family thing that is tied to Washington's birth. No, it wasn't Washington. It's President's Day, right? That, all that stuff. Then get on to it. Take advantage of their 90 a day. You get two for the price of one. All that. There are all kinds of things that you can get and other products that they have. You'll have access to if you use the Doug code. When they ask you for code at the end of checking out, no shipping costs, and you get great product at the toploss.com website. Use again, the checkout is doug@toploss.com to be better off with all that work that you're doing to lose the weight. Okay, time for us to go to Illinois. Guy shot and killed, was shot and killed by police in his bedroom. Officers involved are being identified. A lot of folks want the body camera videos so they can capture the essence of the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who want justice for this guy. They want the police to be charged. The reason I bring it up isn't because it's not anything, I shouldn't say it this way, that's unusual. It just is that these things are keeping us occupied in an era when we ought not to be occupied. The police should be smart enough, well-trained enough, and I say this in general. This is a relatively, I'm trying to remember when I first looked at this, where the town is DuPage. That's where it was. DuPage County. They have an investigative team made up of investigators from different agencies. And so they're trying to figure out what the officers did and why they went into this guy's bedroom to shoot him. That's basically in his bed. He just got shot. And it's the usual white cops, black victims, that stuff. And, you know, geez, it just goes on and on.
Yeah, was there an arrest warrant? Did they go into the wrong place? Kind of like the Breonna Taylor one in Kentucky that happened.
Yep.
And one body camera. Is there enough training? Is there enough follow-up when a police officer does go through something traumatic that they... I would think anybody, a human being, regardless if they are a police officer or not, goes into a place not really knowing what to expect. You don't know if you're going to be shot at or not. I would think that that would be very scary. But how do we get to the point where we not shoot first and then ask questions? And that's kind of a societal thing, too, we see with it, even people who aren't police officers.
Yeah, that's true. They were calling the guy's phone number. One of the body camera videos on the scene uses a key to open the apartment. He had a key. Four officers went in, and they announced themselves, and then they went into the apartment, into the bedroom. And I don't know, there's a whole lot of more to the story, I'm sure, but it's really very disturbing to have yet another one of these things to talk about.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you can save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you, with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates from Northbrook, Illinois.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Celebrity trending news time here on Good Day at 23 after the hour, Monday the 4th of March on Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. You have a corner on the world, maybe a window on the world, and in this portion of each hour we kind of nose around in various ways into social media, what's trending. And a gentleman, can I call him? Should I call him a gentleman? I don't know anything about Pitbull.
Yes.
Except
Mr.
he's
Worldwide.
Done something with Dolly Parton. He's Mr. Worldwide. Why do you say that?
That's his nickname.
Mr. Worldwide? Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how have I missed this? I usually think I'm fairly tuned into something. I can't tell you that I'm into, though, some of the pop culture stuff. It doesn't. Seeing a name like Pitbull is not likely to attract my attention. In this case, it did, because it's
you don't listen to his songs.
No, but it's attached to Dolly Parton, and therefore it got my attention. And so, in a moment, I'll tell you what they're doing together, Dolly and Pitbull. In a manner of speaking, that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Tight.
So, were they actually in the same studio, or did they just take an old version, a recorded version of 9 to 5?
I don't know if they, well, she re-recorded it. I don't know if they were together when they were recording this or not, but she did re-record it, and 9 to 5. And then she has, there are a lot of other elements to this. It's not just her 9 to 5, but she even, Dolly herself goes into kind of rapping, and it's an ode. It's called Powerful Women, and it's an ode to powerful ladies out there.
Isn't it interesting how much attention Dolly is getting? Queen Latifah has invited Dolly Parton to do an episode of The Equalizer with her because she thinks she knocks him dead. She's tough. And so that'll
she's
be interesting. Yep. So anyway, this was something. How do you perform something like this on stage if she's not there? Did they have a hologram of her? Or... it's just
maybe in today's technological world they might. In the past, it's always just kind of been somebody on the back, the screen in the back, like behind the artist that they're performing, or they would probably do something like that if he doesn't bring her out as a surprise guest.
You referred to him as Mr. Worldwide, and I see that she said to him, you know, I'm Ms. Worldwide. Right?
Yeah, she kind of played on his nickname.
Yeah, well, but everybody around the world, can you imagine any place that, in the world that you could go that wouldn't know Dolly Parton was? And he apparently has toured or done things like this with others, like Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin.
Different collaborations.
I can see Ricky Martin song and doing that. Apparently, he's done collaborations also with Paul McCartney and Elton John and Pink. So I guess that's my bad. I don't know who he is, but now I know who he is for sure. But it took Dolly to get me to pay attention to who he was. So there's that story, folks. At 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll at Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouth mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store Hydrogen Peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
Brad, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Very romantic, huh?
You know, I've never seen it, and but I'm very familiar with that line. What is it, like, what's the context behind it? She's very upset, and he's very, you know.
They've had, they're back and forth. She's coming down the stairs in this big mansion, and he's standing there. He's been a suitor, if you will, and she, Scarlett O'Hara, is Scarlett something? I don't know. Is that Scarlett O'Hara? I'm trying to remember the other. Yeah. Anyway, so she and he's playing a guy named Red Butler, and it's in the South, and it's all this the fancy clothing, big mansions, and the story of love unrequited.
But what does she do to him that he's like, you know?
I think she was paying attention to somebody else. He gave his heart to her. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it too. Everybody knows that. That audio. Everybody knows that quote. Frankly, I don't get, you know, that's, everybody knows that. But I've forgotten some of the nuance that goes, I guess I have to watch the movie again one more time, as it were. There are a lot of things to watch, and that's another one that you can watch if you have the time. Frankly, darling, I don't have the time. But you take it. You can find those things online. Exactly. Program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, in part. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. You know that. I like to remind you every once in a while how you can get good protection on the road at the right price. Or whether you're on the road or on the water, as far as that's concerned, you can see how much you can save by dialing them up. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the way to use the traditional. I love using the landline. I used it last night to call American Airlines to straighten out a ticket. Landlines. Let's hear it. For landline, you know what? You can't, when you call, let's say you call American and you want to have them call you back because there's a queue and it's like 20 minutes wait or whatever it is. They call you back and it says hit one for this or hit that. You can't do that on a cell phone. If you don't get to them when you call
hit one
initially. No, it doesn't register with them.
It doesn't register with American.
Back. Really? It doesn't register, not in my experience. I've tried it, where if you want to wait,
you can. If you want to call back, you can. Then when they call you back, my cell phone still, you can hit the numbers that it asks for in the menu.
That'll work for me. Wow. I'm sure it's me. All right, let's have a lesson in contrasts. Let's put our minds, everybody, whatever you're doing, just kind of relax for a second and follow my story. This is a collection, basically, of stories about a settlement in Antarctica that has a school, has a post office, and has a few homes. It's like other sub-zero villages, except for one thing. Imagine you had to remove your appendix to live in your hometown. And people who were in your family had to do exactly the same thing, right? Now, this is the Villas of La Estrella, one of the few settlements in Antarctica where people live for years rather than for just people that go down there to do the experiments and do the work. They only stay for a few weeks. Appendix removal is necessary there as a precaution for the people who stay longer because the nearest major hospital is 1,000 miles away. So the most common thing that happens down there to people who get sick because of the cold, somehow or other the cold and your appendix don't agree. About 100 people live in this area. Most of them are scientists and personnel who come from the Air Force or the Navy, whose stints often require them or allow them to bring their families. So that's why there's a post office there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small one-room school. There's a little bank. There are other facilities. They get food flown in once a month. All those who want to go there, raise your hands.
No, thank you.
China.
Well, I don't have an appendix. I probably could go easily.
Yeah. How far away is civilization? Just as an example, New York and Beijing are 17,000 miles away. Remember, the circumference of the planet is 25,000, like just under 26,000 miles. So this is, 3/5 of that distance away from big cities like New York and Beijing. How about that, would you?
Wow.
Want to take a trip in that department? I don't think so. Anyway. All right.
It's really pretty, though.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yep. All right, so that's the cold. The hot story from the weekend is what's going on down in Haiti, where they have, as of today, declared a state of emergency. There was a mass prison escape yesterday. 3,500 inmates at the largest prison in Haiti. Haiti is a mess anyway. Haiti has always been a haven for gangs, gang violence. After the weather pretty much wiped out the island, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, there was a big hurricane. How many years ago was that? Do you remember, Jay?
How many years was it?
A big hurricane.
It was like 7 or 8 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite a while ago, but the island's never been able to recover. That's why one of the things that has happened this year, all the Haitians that have managed to come across the border from Mexico, people leaving because of the gang, there's basically no government there. There's no order, there's no police, there's no nothing. It's nothing. It's just there. People exist there. Kind of like that movie where the animals and the gangs take over. Remember there was a movie sort of like that? I guess probably a couple of movies like that. But anyway, it's just a... it reminds me of there's a movie. I saw a piece of a movie on when I was sitting in the hospital, was staring at the wall, looking. I didn't have a television, and there was a movie that I was watching. I'm trying to remember what the context of it was, but it was about a prison break, and you know, this guy's son gets captured up in a war between the two entities in the prison. At any rate, more mayhem, right? Who needs that? Here's a question for everybody listening. I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to tell me, maybe you can do it on social media, whether this is the right thing or the wrong thing to do. The University of Florida announces over the weekend they're eliminating all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs because of a new bill, a new law that was passed in Florida. It's a ban on the use of public funds for anything that has anything to do with diversity, equity, or inclusion. And so, along with it, you can't use state money for, excuse me, any political or social activism, which I think is appropriate. And I don't even know that I think that state money being used for diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. I don't know, there are so many different ways of interpreting that. Mm-hmm. For example, my community has an office of diversity. They have a chief diversity officer. When it comes to hiring people, administrative appointments, that sort of thing, they're conscious of trying to bring as many people in different races, different colors, different sexes, different national origins, different gender identities, a different sexual orientation, just people that are different. That's what inclusion is all about.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of good. Systemic racism hasn't been kicked to the curb officially yet, unfortunately.
No.
In 2024, there still is.
Well, I think that, you know what, it's this kind of stuff, though, I'm not sure works as they would like it to work. I think you've made the point, and it's the correct point, that there's a lot of prejudice that seems to be a part of the human nature of not only Americans, but people who live everywhere. And so we have this continuing problem. Is it fixed by forcing a change like this, or is it fixed through education and having people understand that they have nothing to fear when it comes to gender issues and racial issues and that sort of thing? There's so much bias around. I don't think you get to it by saying to people, you must do this, you must do that. You have to explain to them why it is, or hopefully people are going to be open enough. You're going to get to some people, maybe a lot of people, but you're not going to get to everybody. And so in this circumstance, there is an argument for and an argument against using the state to promote this sort of thing. And we've seen it. It's been voluntary in the advertising community and the broadcasting community. And you've seen, especially not just Black Lives Matter stuff, but, you've seen more faces that weren't just white faces on lots of commercials and listening to voices and stuff. So I can only speak to what's going on in my business. And that's why I said I thought it had gone a little too far, because there are a lot of people who are being discriminated against just because they're white. I've told you the story of my son, who was, if I do say so myself, quite a good scriptwriter, and spent 10 years working with a partner, correcting bad movie scripts and TV scripts, you know, rewriting them, if you will, and then tried to get a job in a writing room as a participant. And usually these writing rooms have about 10 people in them that do come up with the ideas for the scripts for movies and TV shows and that sort of thing. And he was told that he wouldn't be hired because he's white and straight. Now, what kind of a message is that?
Is we're that not because they already had you. Enough white, straight people in the group?
Well, how does that qualify you? If you're not
no,
white
I'm asking,
and you're not straight?
Is that what they said?
They didn't even say that. They're very bold about it. Don't bother applying for a job in this field if you're not gay or if you're not white. And if you are white and if you are straight, don't bother to apply. So this is one of those woke things, I guess, right? Much as anything else.
Why is woke bad? I always hear woke said with disdain.
I don't know. I guess it
depends
what it
is.
Why
is woke bad?
How does it apply? How is it applied? I guess as much as anything else. I don't have an answer to that because I don't think about it that way. Woke is one of those words that's kind of nonsensical to me. I don't get it's one of these, you know, one of these buzzwords. This person is woke. What does that mean? I don't know what it means.
Woke means being alert to racial prejudice and discrimination.
Yeah.
And then it began to encompass.
But that's all the way around.
Americans, and then it began to encompass other social equity and inequalities, like sexism,
including prejudice against white people. Yeah, but there's plenty of prejudice now against white people. So is that part of the woke reality? I don't see it as being part of the woke reality. It's everybody but. And that's where the problem lies, and that's why you have resistance to some of this stuff. All right, there's some food for thought, right or wrong. 48 after the hour.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Baseball season around the corner. That's good for those of you who like those hot dogs, man. They'll be right there in the beer. Hot dogs and beer. Get your hot dogs, yeah.
American
That's
pasta.
What they yell at Fenway Park. Yeah, yeah. All right, so here we are on March 4th. It's Doug and Jay with a Food Farm Family Report for today. We celebrate National Snack Day. What's your favorite snack, Jay?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. It depends on my mood. I sometimes like pistachios or like cashews and stuff. Yep. One of my odd but favorite snacks is popcorn with some Tabasco sauce on it, and then you have a sidecar of pickle juice and you dip it in. Don't knock it till you rock it. It is delicious.
Tabasco sauce on.
Mm-hmm. What about
the average American eats more than seven? This is interesting. 17 pounds of snacks every year. When you're watching
right.
a football game, you're at a sports event, that sort of thing, go to the movies, that's it. And I just think, trying to imagine life, I eat a lot of my snack of choice, maybe three Musketeers, but I don't eat that very often. But I would have you believe that I have four handfuls of cashews a day, at least. A lot of people eat peanut butter, those Reese's peanut butter cups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those who eat potato chips like that.
Yeah.
What's your? This is a question. Salty. Maybe this is a great question for us to get on our social media. What's your favorite snack? Mm-hmm. What do you go? What do you buy every time? Like some people, they go into the candy section and get a Hershey bar. Right. Those have been around for 100 years or more.
Yeah.
And
are we talking guilty pleasure snacks or encompassing all snacks? Like sometimes just a red bell pepper with a little bit of vinegar and oil is a nice little snack.
Ew, where did you get this stuff? Snacks are not. Well, I suppose you have a good salad dressing or something, a ranch dressing, you can stick a carrot. That might be something. That'd be a good snack for me before. Sometimes even I wouldn't have a dinner at night. I'd just have some carrots
have a little
and radishes. and some ranch dressing. Yeah, that would work. Yep. Okay. Now, let's see. We're prowling around for other items that you can get more info on at foodfarmfamily.com. Here we go at Trader Joe's. The recall. My daughter loves Trader Joe's. Everything in the house, in the refrigerator, all Trader Joe's stuff. So, but she is aware of the recall problems. So the latest one are their chicken dumplings. They're recalling the chicken soup dumplings because they may have plastic in them. What is going on here? Yikes. Plastic. Yikes is right. Right. Yep. Trader Joe's says, quote, "Nothing is more important than the health and safety of our customers." Okay, well, you better do a better job on this stuff because you're losing customers because of all the recalls that you've had. This is the only grocery chain to experience these many recalls. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because there's so many branded store, branded things that are for sale there. Pretty much everything at Trader Joe's is its brand.
Yeah, well, and a lot of it's coming from Trader Joe's. We've seen that with the, what is it, the Rizzo Lopez Foods giant cheese recall that has basically affected every other brand because they use those cheeses in some something, whether it's a dressing or whatnot. Trader Joe's had to have a recall because of that. It's just, I feel like at this point, Trader Joe's just needs to, instead of putting out a press release acknowledging it, like just use the shrug emoji anymore. Like, well.
Yeah. Hello. So. We've talked about the, I'm just thinking about the things that we've talked about, the recalls at Trader Joe's, multigrain crackers. There was, that was something, I think that's when this all started last summer. They were contaminated with flax seeds and that kind of stuff. So Trader Joe's, please get your act together. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about that bakery that got canceled. They had a canceled pie order from Tesla. Right. The bakery got $2,000 to pay for this thing from Tesla, and then they asked. This is in California. This is the sort of make good in San Jose, California. Company's called Giving Pies. So after they gave them the $2,000, they said, "Well, here's another job." And the owner said, "No, I don't think so."
Yeah.
Well, forget about it.
Well, and here's the reason, not just because of what happened the first time, but because what happened the first time and hitting the news about it, they've gotten so much business that they don't have the availability to take on a job as big as Tesla's job anymore.
So how about that? Good for them. Fix that situation right up. All right, so there it is. Tip of the hat to that baker owner. And he should be thanking, I suppose, Tesla for being jerkleburgers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Too, right? Yeah. Would you like that? Jerkleburgers. That's something you won't eat, that's for sure. 59 at...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.